It's Chris Thomas, active Rutland manager for Rutland County Council.
And the sun's beating down in this annual competition, and this really is a championship. The best of these actually go on to represent the county.
Yes, so this is obviously our Rutland Primary School champs, and then the top six runners from each race have qualified through to represent Rutland at the Leicestershire County Cross Country, which takes place next March.
Do you know how many years you've been doing this? Because obviously you had a bit of a break for COVID. You were back last year.
Yeah, so last year was our return, I suppose. We didn't do one, obviously, in 2020. I mean, the championship's been going on since the 1970s. Mm-hmm. I've been running it every year since 2003, apart from, obviously, 2020 when we couldn't do it.
Yeah. So just a great opportunity to get all the schools together. And children from the Rutland Learning Trust also have a chance to represent their county.
Yeah, so every child, either through their own cross-country race or through this race, has the opportunity to get into that county squad, which I manage, and then get through to represent our county at those championships in March.
And although Rutland's a quite a small place, we're really sporty, aren't we?
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's great to kind of be the head of the school sport programme and see all our kids get involved in as many opportunities. And obviously today is the first event of our calendar year, so it kind of launches our events calendar for the whole academic year.
Good luck, everybody. Do your
Ready?
Best.
Off you go.
Go, 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 go.
This is the year three girls that are just heading off by an absolute mile. You were year three girls winner, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Evie.
And you were living in Australia till recently. Is that where you were born, or did you kind of go over there just for a bit?
I was born.
You're now in Rutland?
Yeah.
At Ryle Academy?
Yeah.
And you won the very first cross country of today. How'd you feel?
Good.
You amazed to be that far in front because you were leading the pack quite easily. Did that amaze you that there was no one anywhere near you?
Yeah.
What would you say to anyone else who's going to do it?
Start slow and then finish fast.
Which is what you did.
Yeah.
Wow. So, sport-wise, what is your thing? Is your thing running or something else?
Running, swimming.
Can you cycle?
Yeah.
Triathlon. That's next, isn't it? Well done. Thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Town and being the very first winner. Really proud to talk to you today.
Thank you.
Now, this is actually a bit closer. Yeah, three boys. What's your first name?
Oliver.
Now, Oliver, what school do you go to?
Hallerton.
And how was that for you as a run?
The first half was quite tough. On the way back, I was out of breath. And then at the end here, my leg started aching, so I just tried to push it as hard as I could.
So you pushed through and you got up the hill and you won.
Yeah.
How amazing. And now you've just been told as well you get through to the Rutland County squad next spring. How does that make you feel?
Very good.
Absolutely, well done.
Is he?
And which school?
Ryle.
Second win for Ryle this afternoon. Year four girls. How does that make you feel?
Good.
How was it for you? What was the run like?
Hard. Very hard.
What's the trick to it, do you think? Because you won last year as well, didn't you?
Yeah, just run really fast. When you see you're getting home, run for your life.
Run for your life? Wow. And the thing is, of course, because you're going downhill to start with, and then it's the uphill on the way back that's the tough bit, isn't it? Would you say that?
Yeah.
Well done. Now, big brother, what's your name?
Edward.
And you've won before?
No. Came fourth. Three people overtook me in the last stretch.
That's still good, though. So we've got two wins for Ryle so far, so what would you put that down to? Because you're on a flat playing field, aren't you, to start with?
Yeah.
So you don't do hills there, do you?
No.
And what was it that actually made that work, do you think?
Sorry? She zoomed off.
She zoomed off. It's kind of all you need, isn't it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Keep your pace.
Excellent. Good luck for your race. What year are you in?
Six. We're both year six.
Okay. Final one.
Yeah.
Josh from Brookhill Academy.
And year four boys winner. How was that for you?
Good. Because yeah. Last time I did it, I came fifth because I got stitch.
This was an easier day for you.
Yeah. I fought to my limit and it turned out to be the right thing to do to start moving in front of people when we were turning the bend.
So you were overtaking on the way back?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. I suppose part of it is not starting at the front because otherwise you run out of steam.
Yeah, because I was just jogging at the start, but I was still in the top five.
Fabulous. Well done, Josh. Thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Town.
Thank you.
I'm Ella Ryle School.
And your sister won the first race today in year three. You're in year five having won the girls. So there's something that's running in the family. What do you put that down to?
Because we've been practicing.
So you lived in Australia for a while.
Yeah.
So what were conditions like there compared to here?
Hot.
So this is like a nice cool day for you. I mean, the sun's beating down here at Rutland Water, but for you it was like a walk in the park, literally.
Yeah. To go slow at the start and then sprint at the end.
So you had a strategy and it paid off.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done.
Thanks.
Archie, St Mary and St John.
So Archie, how was that for you, first place in the year five boys?
Hard but enjoyable.
That's one place better than last year, is that right?
Yeah, came second last year.
And what do you put your success down to? Because it's a tough one, isn't it, going downhill and uphill? And
especially the hill over there.
Yeah, the hill over there. I know exactly what you mean. Do you run a lot of the time?
Yeah.
That gets you a place in the county competition as well, so you're going to be representing your school. How does that make you feel?
Very amazed. I'm proud.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stanford Sound. Well done.
Thank you.
Tegan from Tugby.
And you won the Year 6 girls. Must be your best ever position, I guess. Have you won one of these before?
I won the Year 3 one and the Year 5 one.
So you're a contender every year. How amazing is that? What do you put that down to?
I don't really know.
And that means that you get to represent the county, so to represent your school as well. So how does that make you feel?
Proud to represent my school.
What are your favourite sports for you?
Probably running and riding.
Horse riding?
Yeah.
Fab. Thanks very much for joining us on Rutland and Stanford Sound. Well done.
No worries.
I'm Oscar and I'm from Brook Priory.
And you came first in the Year 6 boys. Was that a close one for you?
Yeah.
How was the race?
Tiring.
What would you say to people who are doing this for the first time? What have you learnt by doing it over the years?
You could pace yourself.
And you came second from the same school, so you were chasing Oscar, basically, Theo?
Yeah, so top tip if you do anything like this for the first time, pace yourself at the start and then gradually get faster and faster at the end.
And how was the final hill for both of you?
Tiring, because it's a hard race, and also good in a way, because you're almost at the end of the race. It's proven that you've done the best you can.
Absolutely, well done, both of you.